Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of August, 2012. It's the birthday of Ray Bradbury, born Waukegan, Illinois, who on his 80th birthday said, "The great fun in my life has been getting up every morning and rushing to the typewriter because some new idea has hit me. The feeling I have every day is very much the same as it was when I was 12. It's the birthday of Dorothy Parker, born Dorothy Rothschild, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1893. Her mother died when she was young. Her father married a devout Catholic woman who Dorothy Parker despised. She dropped out of high school when she was 14. After the stepmother died and then her father died, Dorothy Parker wasn't sure what to do. She played piano at a dance academy. She tried writing light verse, sold a poem to Vanity Fair. Editor liked her. She became the drama critic there, wrote poems and stories. Robert Benchley, Robert Sherwood, two of her colleagues, the three of them started the Algonquin Roundtable. She wrote book reviews for The New Yorker. In 1934, she married her second husband, Alan Campbell. They moved to Hollywood and became screenwriters, successful ones. The two of them nominated for the Academy Award for the film A Star is Born. She became active in politics, labor unions, Spanish Civil War. She was put on the Hollywood blacklist in 1949 and stopped writing much at all. And toward the end of her life, she said of the Algonquin Roundtable members, "There were no giants, just a lot of people telling jokes and telling each other how good they were, just a bunch of loudmouths showing off. There was no truth in anything they said. It was the terrible day of the wisecrack, so there didn't have to be any truth." It's the birthday of the novelist Annie Proulx, born Norwich, Connecticut, 1935, who said, "Spend some time living before you start writing." She was in her 50s when she started writing fiction, a collection of short stories at first entitled Heart Songs, and 5 years later, her second novel, The Shipping News, was a bestseller in 1993. Her books include Accordion Crimes, Close Range, Wyoming Stories, and most recently, Bird Cloud, a memoir. Annie Proulx, who said, "What I find to be very bad advice is the snappy little sentence, 'Write what you know.' It is the most tiresome and stupid advice that could possibly be given. If we write simply about what we know, we never grow." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, Night Creatures. The horses run around, their feet are on the ground. In my headlights, there are nine running down the highway, clack-clacking in the night, swerving and drifting, some floating down the ditch, two grays, the rest colorless in the dark. What can I do for them? Nothing. Night is swallowing all of us. The fences on each side have us trapped, the fences tight to the ditches. Suddenly they turn. I stop. They come back toward me, my window open to the glorious smell of horses. I'm asking the gods to see them home." A poem by Jim Harrison, Night Creatures, from Songs of Unreason, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.